For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. UVA finds a cluster of coronavirus cases in a residence hall. Augusta County's sheriff investigates an apparent suicide at Middle River Regional Jail. And lawmakers in the General Assembly reject an effort to require businesses to offer paid quarantine leave. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 17. The University of Virginia has identified a cluster of coronavirus cases in a residence hall. UVA announced the outbreak in a tweet Wednesday. The university said it found five cases at Ball's Doby Hall and is mass testing students. It said all 188 students in the dorm were notified, and they've been asked to stay in their rooms except for meals and bathroom breaks until test results come back. UVA's COVID tracker reports a total of 330 student cases of COVID-19 among students since August 17th. And that's as of September 15th, which was Tuesday. The Augusta County Sheriff's Office is investigating an apparent suicide at Middle River Regional Jail. The news leader reports that an officer found a 19-year-old man Tuesday evening in his cell, hanging with a sheet tied around his neck. He was being held at the jail in Verona on a probation violation. Officers and medical staff administered CPR but could not revive him. Lawmakers in the General Assembly rejected an effort to require businesses to offer paid quarantine leave. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The fight for paid leave is on hold for now. After a Senate panel rejected paid sick days, Delegate Elizabeth Guzman pared her bill down to paid quarantine leave during the pandemic. When that bill was considered by the Senate Commerce and Labor Committee, Republican leader Tommy Norman said forcing businesses to offer employees leave for quarantine was a bad idea.
This bill is insensitive and a lack of perspective to the fiscal stress that Virginia businesses are currently experiencing during this pandemic, and we have no business placing additional stress on our businesses during this period of time.
Democrats on the committee agreed with the Republican leader and killed the bill. Kim Bobo at the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says she disagrees with the idea that paid leave is bad for business.
I'm disappointed that we didn't get a quarantine bill because I believe workers and businesses and all of us need such a bill. But I think there have been some scare tactics used and implied that this is not good for business, and I think they're flat out wrong.
She says she'll be back again next year, trying to persuade Senate Democrats that paid leave is good for workers and good for businesses. Michael Pope.
Democratic Delegate Elizabeth Guzman, who sponsored the bill, says her fellow Democrats favored businesses over workers.
I always hear the conversation about businesses, but the reality is that our base is the working class and they are paying close attention.
Democratic Senator Adam Eben provided the only yes vote for the bill in that Senate committee. Finally today, more than 9,000 electronic gaming machines are currently in circulation in Virginia. Maybe you've noticed them when you walk into your local convenience store. Maybe you've even played one. But state lawmakers say the machines will be banned next year. At the beginning of this year, the General Assembly wanted to outlaw the machines, which resemble slot machines but claim to have an element of skill that could allow them to elude the state's prohibition on gambling. The General Assembly decided in April to allow the machines to continue to operate for another year as a lifeline to struggling businesses and as a source of additional revenue to help with coronavirus services. The Virginia Department of Taxation estimates the machines contributed about $12 million in tax payments in July. Most of that tax revenue has gone into a newly established COVID-19 relief fund. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, remember to wear that mask. The director of the CDC says we could knock out the coronavirus much more quickly, that it's the most effective way to fight the virus. Wear that mask when you're out in public. I hope you stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.